I'm on the phone speaking with Tasha Lemke. She is a victim advocate with the Office of the Saline County Prosecuting Attorney. And we're talking about what November, or October, I should say, represents, and that is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Ms. Lemke, thank you for your time. Many people, I'm sure, are familiar with what domestic violence is. They may not be familiar as how far spread the problem may be. Could you just give us some insight about this crime and who it affects and how often it happens?
Certainly. You know, National Domestic Violence Awareness Month affects more than 12 million people each year. So it's not discriminatory at all. It happens to people of all ages, all races, and we're just shedding the light on Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is October. And what happens is a lot of people, they don't come forward with the fact that they have been abused or sexually assaulted because of the physical violence in the home and how much it affects them. And they're so scared and they have fear of speaking up because of what that abuser might do to them. And although it may be a control thing that that abuser says, I'm going to hurt you if you call the cops and et cetera, a lot of times there are people who do not report it because of that. And we want them to know that we are there for them and that there is help out there. And I'm a big advocate for this and I support this and I want to help in every way that I possibly can. And like I said before, a person is hit an average of 35 times before filing a police report. So that alone tells you how many times a victim has stayed in that abusive relationship and how toxic it can be for that person and, you know, how overwhelming that it might be for them to actually come out and talk to someone about it, especially a stranger. So I really like for my clients and people in the community to come talk to me just because I've been in the community for a while and I've worked with people with mental health issues and also volunteered as a victim advocate. And I've been doing it for so long that sometimes it just takes someone listening and acknowledging what they have to say is valid and it's true and that they need that support and that guidance to help them through it and to get out of that relationship because it's toxic.
What about someone that, say, is in a household where they're not the victim directly, but they witness it? Is it as difficult for them? And how can you get people to realize it's time to call the police?
I think that it is absolutely directed to them as well. And that being said, you know, I was a child who witnessed it as was very predominant in my family, unfortunately. And I witnessed it every day. And, I had a lot of stress and a lot of emotional aspects to it for myself. So I know that that happens in families. And when it does, the first thing to do is just bring it up to maybe a counselor. If you're younger in a school age, then you bring it up to your counselor in school, and then that will kind of get the word out. But also talking with your parents and or if it's the siblings, then talk to them about it and tell them how much it's, you know, hurting you as a person and the entire family. And if that doesn't work, then definitely need to speak with a victim's advocate or call the domestic abuse hotline. But most certainly, it does affect everyone at all ages.
And there's something at the Saline County Courthouse for this month, is there not? Something that Prosecutor Stouffer was able to work with someone and collaborate?
Yes, there was. We had put out an awareness sign, which is a purple ribbon. And we had also developed a sign that says, Keep Calm and Stop Domestic Violence.
Who designed that sign?
His name is Billy Owen. He was the graphic artist. And then Green Printers is the one who printed it for us.
And where did the association of the purple ribbon symbol come from? Where did it start being associated with Domestic Violence Awareness Month?
It's just been that unity that was observed in October, I think in 1981, by the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. And since that time, it's just been an ongoing purple symbol recognition of this month.
Tasha, is there any other information you could give us or share with our listeners about how they can become more aware of it or possibly, you know, who they could go to speak about it if they are in fear?
Yes, absolutely. I would just like to let people know that not only myself, but there's other people out there that are wanting to be helpful. And I think that if you go to your local police station or if you know somebody who, has a domestic violence shelter, you might contact them as well. There also is a domestic violence hotline that you can actually call for more information. And those types of shelters, they can bring you in without having the abuser know where exactly you are and that you will be safe. And that we're here to keep you safe and that we care about you and this isn't your fault and you don't deserve to be treated this way. And of course, coming up to do an order of protection at your local county courthouse, that would also be something that you could do as well if you're in that situation. I just think that victims of domestic violence need that support of their families and friends and neighbors to escape their life trapped in domestic violence. And I hope that they're able to do that with people speaking up and knowing exactly what domestic violence is and when it occurs and how it occurs and who it affects. Also, we are having in Saline County, Marshall, Missouri, we are having a community walk Friday, October 24th at 6 o'clock at the YMCA. And that's a walk to end domestic violence. Anybody can participate, anybody from young adults to, elderly people. We'd love for everyone to come out and to support this great cause.
All right. Thank you. Tasha Lemke, victim advocate of the Office of the Saline County Prosecuting Attorney.